From airlines to airports, from OEMs to MROs, aviation organizations are constantly adapting to the evolving landscape of cybersecurity. In this episode, we provide you with expert insights, real-life stories, and actionable strategies that bring light on this vital aspect of our industry. So welcome to a new episode of our Lufthansa Technik podcast. My guest today is Stefan Drewes. Stefan is Head of Information Management and CIO at Lufthansa Technik. A warm welcome to Stefan. It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Data security has become an essential part of our daily lives and has become even more important in our highly complex aviation sector. Stefan, what are the primary IT security challenges faced by the aviation industry today?
Well, data and IT systems are essential for our business today. A company without working IT systems or without access to all the data will simply not work. Mm-hmm. So protecting that is of high importance. When we see what happened in the last couple of years, we see an ever-growing amount of attacks and ever-growing severity of the attacks. Last year, we had around 13 successful attacks in the aviation industry.
Wow. And what are hackers interested in when they hack our or other systems?
Well, basically, they want somehow to earn money. And they are mm-hmm. after the data of our customers and our data. It might be condition contracts or commercial information. It might be airworthiness information like incidents. It might be technological information like, for example, repair instructions. Mm-hmm. But they will use this data. And most of the time, they will use it to blackmail a company. And the other thing that they really like to do is to encrypt computer systems mm-hmm. or encrypt the majority of the computer systems in a company, also again to blackmail the company.
So this situation generates automatically a lot of pressure for the companies in our branch as MRO provider. What are some specific examples of cyber vulnerabilities that hacker could exploit?
I think it's easy to split them in three categories. On one hand is the software. The software might be out of date, it might be older software, it might be old programs, old connections, communication connections, or communication protocols. Second is the infrastructure. Not talking about really about the computer, but talking about the firewalls that are in place, the security measures that are in place. Are they outdated? Are they current? The switches, do they have the actual software and firmware? And the third and most important topic is actually the people.
Of course.
They have logins to all the systems. They work with the systems. They can miss out a topic when they work in the IT.
So it's even more important that we protect our systems and the data of our customers. Can you share some insights into how Lufthansa Technik is approaching data security and protecting the sensitive information IT handles?
We actually tackle it from these three directions: software, infrastructure, and our people. Mm-hmm. Let's start with software. What we need to ensure is that there is no technological debt. Mm-hmm. Cool wording. It actually means that all the updates are in place. There is no protocols used that no one else uses anymore, that the web interfaces are actual. Then the infrastructure side. Carefully managing all the assets that we have, knowing exactly which of them are up to date, out of date, with protocols again. And these two bits, we do a lot of testing, inside testing, outside testing, to see if there are some weaknesses. And if we find weaknesses, we obviously correct them. People, different. It's about awareness and training.
So can you give me some examples? Sounds so interesting.
We have, we're working from two sides, and it's more or less a two-fold approach. On one side, it's protection, and the protection is to become mandatory for the aviation industry anyhow. So what we're doing at the moment is we're doing an ISO certification, ISO 27001, which is almost identical to the Part IS of the EASA. And this is mandatory for everyone who is in the business and somehow deals with Europe. This is protection. Protection means we check all our procedures, we check all our processes, we do audits to become a learning organization, improving year by year. So that's one part. The other part is resilience. So when an attack happens, how long do we stand the attack? Well, intentions obviously that we win the game. And if we lose the game, is how fast are we able to recover the entire system? And that we have two projects running there. One is we're including all the company in the Cyber Defense Center, which is an institution by itself from Lufthansa Group, protecting and checking all our IT systems round the clock. And the IT continuity management, which is exactly building up the resilience, looking at the most important IT systems, planning backup strategies and how to bring them up running again. All in all, we spend about 5 million per year.
Wow, that's much. And you just mentioned the human factor. Could you dig in here a bit more?
It's like the entire airworthiness topic is around the person, the people that works on an aircraft. This is the same with a computer system. Mm-hmm. So people that use the computer system, like yourself, you have a login. And you should be very aware about phishing emails, not to enter your credentials. And they're quite elaborated social engineering topics. So here we do training and awareness. Now, the people that work for the IT department, they need to be more expert even than that. They need to understand how, when they configure IT systems, this could be a vulnerability later on. Mm-hmm. So there a lot of training is to be placed. Oh. Well, we are quite sure. We're checking it on a regular basis. And I would say you had the opportunity to answer on some phishing emails so far. As far as I've seen, you haven't fallen into one of these challenges.
Okay, lucky one. So, Stefan, thank you so much. That was really fascinating insights. Thank you for taking the time to be here in our Lufthansa Technik podcast.
See you soon.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for joining our Lufthansa Technik podcast today.